medical executive for the Michigan Department of Community Mental Health. You know him well in his capacity over the years in Ingham County. How are you, Dean?
I'm well, Tony. Thank you. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. I got a question for you, all right?
Yes.
And I'm going to have the principal on from this school, but the elementary school that my kids go to have a policy about head lice. I don't know why this policy has been blowing up in the news lately, but it has. But their policy is if a child has head lice, they can stay in the classroom as opposed to sending them home for a day and getting them treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've talked with the folks from Ingham County, and they recommend that the child be sent home, get treatment, and they can come back as soon as the next day. From the state's perspective and a doctor's perspective, what do you think?
Well, also the things that I read, and I'm looking at CDC documents and others regarding how we approach this situation, is that the child can stay in school till the end of the day. And then we request that the child be treated, let's say, that evening. And depending upon the situation, the child may come back to school. I think there's been a de-emphasis on the idea that head lice is spread by scarves and hats and some things. You know, we don't recommend sharing clothing items under, you know, most circumstances. But the scientific thinking now is spread of head lice is likely due to head-to-head contact. So certain sporting things and others. But if a child is found to have head lice, the best thing to do is this child can stay in the classroom until the end of the day, and then they should go home and be treated.
Okay, now I don't understand that because it seems like you're putting in jeopardy many and taking care of the few. And what I mean is my kids are very active with their friends and they're touching and pulling and tackling. There's a lot of contact there.
Mm-hmm.
I would rather that child be, and if it was mine, send them home, let them get the treatment, and then let them come back. Because from what I understand, you get the treatment, the parents go through the hair just to make sure there are no gnats or no living lice there, and then you come back the next day and you move forward. I don't understand the logic by allowing them to stay in if there's a chance there.
Well, I don't know. It depends on the circumstances of the child. If the child is having head-to-head contact with another student, then that would make sense. On the other hand, if a child's sitting at a desk doing their work, I don't see how that poses a risk to another student in the classroom.
All right. I guess I just differ. To me, it seems like why even take the chance, especially the way young kids are, especially kids in elementary school. They're always around each other and touching, and that's just the way kids are. I don't understand it. I don't agree with it, but it is what it is, I guess.
Right. Well, again, I'm sharing with you sort of what some thinking is that's coming out of CDC and some other documents that I've read regarding this. And it is in many respects situationally specific. If you have a very active child who is not sitting at the desk, is, you know, kind of rubbing foreheads and others with other students, then that's a different situation. But if a third grader is sitting in the classroom and at their desk doing their work, that should not pose a threat to anyone else in the classroom.
All right, Dr. Seinko, thank you so much. Talk to you soon.
Tony, thank you.